Hello, agents, and welcome to the 27th episode of the Ingress Insights podcast, hosted by myself, Pokemon Trainer Jay. Ingress Insights is a podcast all about the 90 game Ingress. We go through news, updates, rumours, and anything to do with Ingress. So, on this week's episode, we're going through the Buried Memories Global Op, which has already started, a short update to it, details about Google Play's integrity checks, which are now being applied to Ingress, and then a few other little bits. And asides from there. So first of all, I'll move into talking about the global op, which I say has already begun, and we've had a few minor updates too as well. The Buried Memories global link and field op has now begun. That started on the 12th of April. It was 5 p.m. for me, but 4 p.m. UTC. So in that, it's linking and fielding to earn your Buried Memories Operation Medal, which I went over in the previous episode. There was an issue noticed about 10-15 minutes in by the Ingress team, where they noted that we're aware of the Buried Memories Global Op points not awarded for field creation and are investigating. They then updated about an hour later, say the issues have been fully resolved. Thank you for your patience and sorry for inconvenience caused. We will extend the global op period by 2 hours to 6th of May, Monday, 6 p.m. UTC. Happy hacking. So we've had a small extension to the Buried Memories global link and field op. I've seen a few people that have already got the highest level badge. Got that done right out of the gate. I'm not quite there myself yet. I'll update where I am a bit later in the show. For now though, I want to highlight a fan-created tracker for the Buried Memories Global Op. So if you visit ingress.otherroom.com, you'll see there's a time remaining part where it shows the days, hours, minutes and seconds left of the Global Op. And if you look below that, you'll see the bronze and silver tiers with some numbers there to show how high you should be going, basically. So it notes that the numbers above show where you should be at this point in time with your Buried Memories global op point stat in order to achieve a specific badge for the challenge. So at time of recording this, which is on the 13th of April, you need to have 42 points to get the bronze badge at this point and 422 points to be on track for the silver badge for the Buried Memories global op. So obviously you may play more or less some days, so it may not be quite accurate, but if you play about the same every day, that'll give you a good idea of how you should be doing for the badge. As I said, I've seen many people have already got the highest level badge, or many people already beyond the first badge and working their way to the second level. I don't have it yet myself, but I should be on track to get it shortly. So it's, in the meantime, quite a handy resource to see where you should be with the points. To round out our Buried Memories segment, Niantic have clarified the current immunity period for immunity window stability during Buried Memories. So they've noted that this will be modified globally approximately every 30 minutes, affecting all portals immediately regardless of when they are last flipped. So when a portal flip is attempted using Jarvis or Ada Refractor, the time for the last flip will be compared to the current immunity period, not the immunity period from the time of the last flip. The Ingress Updates English Telegram chat have shared an example of this, so I'm going to read through that. We'll link to it as well. So their example goes, at 3 p.m, the immunity period is set to be 50 minutes. An agent successfully flips a portal at 3:22 p.m. At 3:30 p.m, the immunity period changes to be 10 minutes long. Since the last flip happened 8 minutes ago, 2 minutes of immunity remain. At 3:31 p.m, an agent attempts to flip the portal again. The flip fails since 1 more minute of immunity remains. At 3:32:01 p.m, an agent attempts to flip the portal flip succeeds. Ada Refractus and Jarvis Virus will be expended during both failed and successful flip attempts as usual. So don't waste them if you've got them and you try and do flips on portals whilst there is that immunity window and instability window. Have a going with that on there. It's a new thing to me, definitely not something I've experienced. I'm gonna have to check the times for when all the anomalies are happening, so I know when There are immunity windows, so I'm not wasting all my flip cards. But it's just a small update on there, and I say that rounds out any updates to buried memories for now. So I'll get moving on to our next section. Next, I want to mention a new error and Niantic help page that's affecting only Android devices. So if you're on iOS, you don't necessarily have to list the section. Obviously, I appreciate if you do list the whole thing. But they put up a post on their Niantic support help site on the 12th of April, noting Ingress is not supported on this device configuration error, Android only. In an effort to combat cheating, as of 2.138, Ingress only supports devices on Android that meet Google Play's integrity, GPI, basic integrity and device integrity checks. Android phones that do not meet these requirements will no longer be supported and are unable to log into the scanner. In order to avoid these issues, ensure your Android device is powered by Google Play services and meets Android compatibility requirements. Starting 27th of May 2024, phones will be required to pass a GPI's strong integrity check to use the scanner. Users will receive a pop-up warning starting 2.140 if their device do not meet strong integrity. Common reasons Android phones fail strong integrity include using a rooted or jailbroken device, unlocked bootloaders or custom ROM, all of which are against Niantic's terms of service, installing the game from anywhere other than Google Play Store, using a device not certified by Google. They also provide a link where you can check via Google if a device meets play integrity requirements. I'll link to that as well. And if you do think your device should meet the integrity requirements, you can also click a share details link in this post to send them further information about your device. So if you've brought a brand new Android device and therefore you think it should meet everything that Niantic needs, you've not broken terms of service with loading extra things or anything like that, then you can send them details there. But it's caused issues for quite a few agents from what I've seen. And obviously it's saying that as of the 27th of May, so about 6 weeks from now, they'll be requiring this strong integrity check. So it's worth checking if your device, your current Android device, meets the strong integrity checks. Again, if you're on iOS, no need to worry, no changes to make, anything to check on there. All the relevant checks are already being met by iOS devices, it seems. But if you have an Android device, I'd recommend you check out the link in the show notes, check your device meets everything you need to carry on playing Ingress. So I just wanted to give the usual reminder for this kind of time of the podcast that today is second Sunday, the 14th of April. So again, this for the Q2 is still going out and doing 6 unique missions. They can be missions you've done before. As long as you use 6 different ones, that's fine. And that will get you a tick on your second Sunday medal. It may change during Q3, but for now, that's what you need to do. So you can go out anytime between midnight and 11:59 p.m. your local time, do 6 unique missions, and that'll get you a tick on the second Sunday badge. So straightforward, but it's been speculated it'll change for a while, but for April, May, June, all you need to do is the 6 unique missions to get a tick on that badge, and then we'll see how it goes into Q3. I know I mentioned that Buried Memories was wrapped up, but there's a little minor thing I need to mention next, so I'll go through that. One of the ways of earning points for the Buried Memories Global Op badge is by making links. You get 1 point per link that you make as a general point system. And we know that Machina links and gives and spreads everywhere. So it's actually managed to earn the Buried Memories Global Op medal. At time of this recording, it's currently on 356,256 points. So it's got the higher level Buried Memories Global Op badge. I don't know what team that would count towards, if any, for that winning on there. But it seems that somewhere in the coding, the Ingress team forgot to say that Machina shouldn't earn the medal. I know we had NIA Section 14 earn a medal last time, so it looks like it's Machina's turn this time. I don't know if there's any other, like, bot accounts, essentially, on Ingress that the team use that might earn a badge next time. But it was just a fun little thing that I'd seen pointed out that it's managed to earn that badge. I'm curious as to how many points it will be on by the end of the Buried Memories Global Op, because it's still quite a while to go for it to already be on that astounding amount of points. It's quite funny. So that's pretty much it for Buried Memories now. That's definitely the last thing for Buried Memories. So I move on now and talk about some Q&A. This is not Ingress news, it's just part of the podcast bits. So if you follow the podcast on Spotify, you'll see that I put up a Q&A each time and sometimes a poll. And I've had the first Q&A in 27 episodes in to ask me about something that I was going to plan to do anyway. So people want to know what my aims were in Ingress at the minute, like an update on how I'm doing, any badges I'm working towards. So at the moment, I'm working on the connector badge as my main one, which handy with having the link challenge up. I'm currently on 21,531, hope to get to the 25,000 platinum medal level. Hopefully by the end of next month, I'm giving myself a bit of time to get that in. And my aim is to get to level 16 and recurse again before the end of the year 12 event, so that's November. So I've got plenty of time because I'm now on, what am I on? 12,858,587 AP. So I've not got too far to go to get that. I've got all the relevant badges for it, it's already recursed once. And for Buried Memories, I've only been doing that a little bit. I'm on 174 points, so I should easily be able to get to 1,000 and then move on and get to maybe the next level badge. But it's not a problem if I don't. I'd quite like to just have a badge from it and then I can move forward from there. And then move on now and talk about one final update to the Ingress community forums. As previously announced to the community, the Ingress community forums have gone into read-only mode and they're due to be deleted on the 15th of April, so a day after this podcast goes out. And the user Joe Kane posted previously, Brian slash Thea slash Ace, please give us a comment here before it shuts down for good. Thea complied and on the 12th of April she posted the double eyes emoji. So we do have one final post from Niantic Thea, so I guess that's tick fulfilled. But I want to note as well on this section, a lot of the podcast links include links to the Ingress community forums. After the 15th of April, those will no longer work, but I will work on changing all of those to the Ingress community forums backup that the Ingress Plus team have done. So they will still work in a fashion if you listen months down the line, is the theory and hope. But I say that's the final bit of the Ingress community forums now, I think. So with that, I'm going to move on to our next section. This week, Brian Rowe's been pretty quiet on Twitter, so there's no Twitter update this podcast. However, I did want to share that the Niantic Labs Twitter account shared a poster for Happy National Move More Month. So they noted, ready for a challenge, try to reach 10,000 steps and show us how you do it. DM us your stories or post a photo of your progress. And you can do that using the hashtag Niantic10K for a chance to be featured on their social channels. And they noted in their original tweet to show us how you roll while you meet your 10K goal, hashtag Niantic10K. Whether you're with friends, catching Pokemon, completing Ingress missions, walking your Peridot, planting Pikmin seeds, or even hunting monsters, show us your journey. We'll be checking our DMs too to see your awesome progress. So, first of all, it's good that Ingress is mentioned second in there. That's pretty good. Generally, Pokemon's going to be first, unfortunately. But people have argued that you don't plant Pikmin seeds when you walk, so I think someone's just in a general, this is how we think Niantic games are played and posted that. But it's nice to see Ingress mentioned there for completing Ingress missions and getting the 10K steps. So if you do have any interesting stories about moving more for National Move More Month, then you can share that with Niantic Labs Twitter account or their other social media accounts if you want as well. Their DMs aren't open on all the accounts, even though they've posted it on all the accounts. You can't message them on Facebook, for example. So find where you can message them if you are going to message them, such as Twitter or Instagram, and then send your details into them there. Moving on now to an update regarding OPR Live and Wayfarer challenges. As you may know, at the moment, the way to earn the OPR Live badge tick is by completing the highest tier in the Wayfarer challenges. These are generally run once per quarter. However, there hasn't been one for Q1, and people, when the new Wayfarer forum was launched, reached out to ask that question, as we got a bonus location reset, which is usually accompanied with a Wayfarer challenge, but no Wayfarer challenge. Niantic Tintino replied to a post on there to say, "I don't disagree about there being a challenge. Unfortunately, there weren't any countries with a large enough backlog for us to focus on. Even since our last challenge, the backlog isn't back up to where it was at the beginning of the last challenge, which is why we're looking to get a bit more creative about how we do them, which is taking us some time." So someone asked if they would look to do like a global thing or anything like that, but that's not been said. And Niantic Tintino's comments on other things were, would the challenge be how many you could get nominated in 1 week? Someone raised the idea of doing a nomination challenge. Hopefully they'd bring back a CEO badge if they were going to do that kind of thing. However, I think it will be a review challenge, maybe a bit different this time around, but we don't know. Hopefully we'll get one for Q2, and then agents can earn another tick on their OPR Live badge. As I said, no Wayfarer challenge for Q1. We've moved past that now. Hopefully one for Q2. I'll update when there is more that gets shared on that. For our feature this week, I want to talk about faction change. So faction change is different to recurse and existed before recurse was a thing. At the moment, when you recurse, you get the countdown timer, and then once you restart, you're able to choose a new faction. So you can either stay as enlightened if you're enlightened already, or you could change to resistance, or vice versa. You don't have to stay the same faction. As mentioned before this, there was no recurse option, so the way to do that was by requesting a faction change if you wanted to do that. So I'm going to read through the details there and explain a bit more about that. So it does say, please note, faction change requests are a one-time exception. If you've already submitted a faction change and were processed successfully, the request to change again will not be granted. If you haven't changed the faction yet or submitted any requests previously, please visit the link to submit requests. So only one faction change is permitted per player, presumably in the lifetime of the game that you play. If a faction change request is accepted, that player's portals, live resonators, inventory items, so XMPs, resonators, keys, will be lost, and the player will return to level 1 with 0 AP. If you want to request a faction change, you can do that via the Ingress Help Center. If one of your teammates changes alliances, you may see NIA Ops Daemon, so Daemonx, destroying entities. Do not be alarmed, all traitor activity must be wiped. Some of your related entities may be destroyed in the process, but it's for your own good and the security of your faction. NIA recommendation, retain your current alliance. Have faith, this did not happen by chance, you were chosen. So as I said, it's a kind of once in a playtime thing that you can do if you want to do that. It's now easier to change your faction if you recurse and want to do it that way. I've known a few people, like less than a handful of people, who've done faction change before recurse was a thing, all for good reasons, and they're all happy in the current teams that they're in. But I just want to say it is there as an option if you want to go kind of nuclear, if you're not working well with your team or you decide you want to have a fresh start, then you can do it that way. Personally, I'd still recommend doing recursing if you're going to do that, because you get to keep all your keys, resonators and everything else. But if you want to do it, obviously go ahead. I just want to cover and say this is there as an option if it's something you want to do for changing your faction. So I think that's it for me for this week, so I'm going to move on and get things wrapped up. Thank you for listening to the 27th episode of the Ingress Insights podcast. If you'd like to follow us on social media, the best way to do that is via Instagram or Threads under the name ingress.insights. It also helps the visibility of the podcast greatly if you interact with the Q&A and polls, or give us a rating on the podcast service you're listening to. That's always appreciated. Next week, we should be looking at how I'm getting on with the Buried Memories Global Op. Any updates we get from the team, because we're expecting an app update that changes the Ingress app icon to gold to go live anytime soon. And then any other Ingress news that comes up in the meantime. I am also trying to source a few interviews with some special Ingress people, if I could put it that way, but I'll update more as that goes on. But hope to speak with you next week, and hope you have a great second Sunday, and have happy hacking. And at some point I'll come up with a great sign off for these podcasts rather than me just rambling at the end of it. But have a great Sunday.